You are now experiencing the teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Martin of Life Community Church, located in Arlington, Texas.
Amen. Praise God. You may be seated in the house, and while you're seated, I want you to turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, we're in a series called You Are, and I just want to just establish this one thought. If you have not been taking notes, this is the one thought. If I had not made it clear, this is the one thought. God desires to establish his manifest presence in you, work spiritually through you, and have his power manifest out of you. Where? In your body. I think that for so much focus that we have on our spiritual lives, which is important, we are who we are, spirit. God created us spirit. That, you know, when we come into church, we talk a lot about the operation of the spirit and getting his word into us, into our spirit, so that it would do what it needs to do to help us to change. But I don't think that we've given enough attention to what the word gives attention to, and that is, you are a temple. We learned this last week. You are the temple. You are the temple. You who? Not just your spirit, but your body. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so you are to be holy in your where? In your body. Come on, y'all know y'all awake. Y'all here with me, right? So first and foremost, when we deal with this aspect of identity of who you are the temple of the Holy Spirit, your body. Amen. So there's a work that God wants to do in you, not just in you spiritually, but what's in you, he wants to come out of you and show the world that there is something about you that's different. That's different. Where? In your... Y'all, oh my God. Okay. Is everybody okay? I know that a lot of times we deal with this flesh. We deal with this flesh, and we want to slay this flesh, and and you need to do that. But guess what? You're still alive in this body, operating day to day. Where? In this body. Nobody can see your spirit. And they won't know what's in your spirit unless they encounter the thing that houses the spirit, both your spirit and the spirit of God. Not until you open your mouth, or not until you begin to respond and react in this body to the stimuli that is called life. Stimuli. That's not my word, but it's a good word. The thing that causes you to respond on earth. People want to see whether it's going to be what they know and are familiar with, which are natural responses, or are they going to see a manifestation of power? Are y'all in Ephesians chapter 3? Say amen, y'all, with some enthusiasm. I need some help this morning. Appreciate me. I'm playing. Ephesians 3. I'm going to start in verse 14, and then we're going to hit a high mark here because it's exciting. Verse 14 says this in the New King James: "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints," there's that corporate dynamic, y'all, "with all the saints, what is the width and the length and the depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory." Where? In the church, by Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Here's my word. I need you to understand, you and I, we are a biplicit threat. We are a biplicit threat. there is a biplicity. I'm going to keep saying it because I like this word. There's a biplicity to you and I when we've accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. There is a duality to our existence. And many times in the church, we focus so much on the spiritual aspect when there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. That we must focus on the spirit, because what's in us is what needs to come out of us. Amen. So we want as much of the word of God and the manifest presence of God in us so that we are able to operate as the biplicit threat that we are to the kingdom of darkness. Because the kingdom of darkness, it doesn't work. It doesn't work the way that people make it seem to work, where it's just hidden in the spirit. There is a manifestation of darkness all around us, and the enemy is not afraid to show up. Can somebody say amen to that? He is not afraid to come in your house and mess with your kids. He's not afraid to come in your house and mess with your marriage. He's not afraid to come in your house and introduce things that you and I know it ought not be here, and yet he shows up. We know that there's a spiritual thing going on in the background, but it has shown up. Where? In our bodies, in the flesh, in the world where we can see and where we touch and where we operate and all of that. Amen? Are y'all with me? So in order to combat the manifestation of what he brings from the spirit into the natural, there is somebody who needs to be able to operate with power the same way that he operates in his power to not only to combat, but to bring an end. For this very reason was Jesus made manifest. What? To destroy. Y'all better act like y'all know this word. That he was the firstborn of many brethren, which in other words, that the manifestation, I mean, y'all know the manifestation of evil, the manifestation of the enemy at work in the natural. It's happening. It's happening. You see it. You see it. You see it. You see it? It's happening. It's happening in our families. It's happening in our relationships. It's happening. And God is saying, but it ought not be happening, because for this very reason that I create you in purpose to destroy the works of the enemy on earth. We're at starting in you, your bodies. First the natural, then the spiritual. There's a manifestation of you and I as we are walking this procession of victory. Guess we talked about this last week. He causes us to triumph. In other words, the victory is already set, but we are walking in procession and we are embarrassing the enemy, as we know what his end is going to be. And although he knows his end is there, he's still talking. Our job is to make sure that we counteract his conversation with our conversation. But see, you got to understand, if you don't have anything to talk about, if there's nothing in you to be able to bring out to combat what's in him, then somebody's listening and somebody's following. I wish you would get a little more excited about what God has given us. If I could say anything in regards to the title of today's message, you are... I started out with this particular title because it was obvious. You are according to the power at work in you. That was the title. You are who you are according to the power at work in you. Say amen to that. That was a great title, but that's not the title today. You can write that down, but that's not the title. The title today actually is, you are not alone. You're not alone. See, when we look at this text of scripture, and we love verse 20 and 21. I know I do. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power at work in us. That is exciting. He is able. What can stop God? I mean, what can stop God? And God says, I have chosen, you are my temple. I choose to live and abide in you. Where you go, I go. And if there is an issue that doesn't line up with what I've said or what I want to have happen, guess what? It doesn't have the ability to change you, but I have the ability to change you and it. I am more than able. And as you think and imagine, God, I need help with this. God is like, I got that. That's not even an issue. There's a bigger picture that I'm trying to show you with what you're dealing with and contending with the enemy. But I need to know whether or not you know what's in you. I need to know that you know that you are not alone. See, and our challenge is that we are scared. We are reluctant. And we, although we are biplicit, there is a blind, oh, I love saying that, and I'm dressed for it too. There is a biplicity to our existence as believers. We operate as individuals. Y'all didn't catch that. There is God with us, but yet when things happen, we individualize ourselves. We separate ourselves. Now here is the counterfeit sanctification. We separate ourselves from God. This is what the enemy does. He counterfeits what God did. There's nothing he does that's creative. So he creates an avenue of sanctification. You separating yourselves for what work? The enemy's work, y'all. And so when you get mad up in here at church and you run into people you don't like or whatever, the easiest thing for you to do is leave. I don't know why stuff keeps dropping, Ronnie, but there's something going on up here. You and I, we leave. We wanna be at the house. And we wanna, you know, because we can't deal with. And God says the reason why you can't is because you're scared. Well, I ain't scared of nothing, Pastor. I ain't scared of nothing. Yeah, you are scared to operate with Him in you to cause you to become less and Him to become more. You and I, at times, we tend to be afraid because our identity in us is more important than our identity in Him. Can I tell it? Clark Kent glasses is going off. Y'all in trouble now. You and I, we have to get to a place like the praying mantis. You ever seen a praying mantis, the insect? Isn't it a beautiful creature? I mean, have you really looked at a praying mantis? I mean, it looks like it's praying. It's so still. And so there's nothing that bothers it. But if you know anything about the insect, it's a killer. It has been built. It is in its body. It looks like it's praying. Little kids are doing that. It looks like it's praying. It looks like everything is cool. But let something come by it that it is supposed to consume. Let something come by it that it's supposed to destroy. Just let it come anywhere near close. And the praying mantis shows why it's not just timid and quiet. It operates and it functions in that biplicit identity. It looks cool. Come close. And God would say to you and I, we as believers, anything that is not of Him, you and I, we need to get to a point where we say, I dare you. Oh, I dare you. I dare you. And this is our posture. Prayer. I dare you to come close while I am operating with my team. Who's your team? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and you. I dare you to introduce this foolishness into my environment. I dare you to come close. I dare you to try to touch that which belongs to God. This stuff is holy. I dare you to keep trying to put this on me. I'm holy because I am a temple of the Holy Spirit. And guess what? I am not scared. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I took the glasses off so I could do this. I ain't scared. I'm not afraid to destroy the things that are not of God in my life if necessary. I'm not afraid to separate myself from relationships that are not healthy. I'm not afraid to speak God's word and stand on God's word, even though it looks like it is the end, even though it feels like it is the end, and it might even be the end. I serve, Pastor Tracy, I serve a resurrecting God. And so if something else comes to an end, he has the ability to either bring it back or give me something better. That's the kind, and I don't, so I'm not rolling by myself. It might look like I'm timid, but get close. I dare you, Satan. I dare you. See, now many of us, we sit here and we listen to it, and we come to a place in our lives where we have done so much stuff. We have done things insofar as what the enemy has convinced us, and we and ourselves have convinced ourselves to do, that we think that all is lost. But God has given us all, each one of us, a measure of faith. So let me read you a couple of scriptures just to let you know how much confidence God has in you when you are with him. Y'all ready? All right. Romans 13, verse 14. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. You are supposed to do this. You do this. You put on Jesus Christ, and then you make no provision, give no opportunity, not allow anything that is not of God or anything that doesn't look like it belongs in the life of a child of God. You make no provision for your flesh. It doesn't mean don't live, but don't live as an individual. My God, are y'all with me here? When I speak about this issue of individuality, I'm talking about the idea that it's just you. God is saying, it's not just you, it's us. How do you know this? Well, at the very beginning in Genesis 1, God, in creating us, he didn't say, well, God, the scripture didn't say the Lord God. It said, then he said, let us. So if there's going to be any creative anything going on in your life, is there anybody in here who feels like there's some changes that need to happen? And I don't know how they're going to happen, but I need some changes to happen. I need some changes to happen, and it's gotten to a point where I have exhausted all of my know-how. Anybody with me? But don't have me standing up here looking and sweating and acting like, you know. And thank you, sister. I need some changes to happen, and realistically, honestly, I need some supernatural manifestation. I need to be able to say, but that was God. See, we do light clapping, but this is where we are now. I have exhausted everything that I know to do. I have done everything that I know to do in certain situations and circumstances that have presented. And God has caused me to be content. I don't know about you, but there's been times where I have just had this, here's my other word, y'all, angst. Angst. There's this uncomfortableness with the circumstance that's not good, and it's uncomfortable because I know it should be better. Anybody know what I'm talking about? There's just things, this should be better than this. There should be more going on here. And so he's settled me in saying, but don't trip on that. Just be cool, bruh. That's how God talks to me sometimes. Be cool, bruh. Be cool. And so I've in my body, Brother Shannon, in my body, when as I'm walking around, I've had to purposely begin to change my facial and body language. I had to physically do this. I had to, okay, I'm not happy, but I'm okay, and I'm not fooling myself. But in my body, I've made a decision to give no provision to the flesh and feel good in my misery. Then make you miserable with me or try to get you on my, I stopped all of that. I may not be doing good, but I'm good. Oh, I don't know if y'all hear what I'm talking about. I wish y'all would you just let go of your coolness and, oh, maybe this will help you. Maybe this will help you. Cause it's hot. But I gotta preach this to you because I'm walking and I've not arrived. But I've learned at this point in stage in the game, I gotta be cool. I can't let the enemy shake me. I can't allow the things that, and this stuff, listen, I'm going to be real with y'all. Some of y'all have caused me to be this way. Some of the stuff that y'all have been doing, and I've been teaching y'all, I've been giving y'all the word, and I've been looking at y'all, y'all ain't been doing it. I'm like, I could choke you. No, I'm going to be cool. I'm playing. I'm cool. I'm cool. If your hugs have been a little more tighter, it's probably you. No, I'm playing. Here's my point. The point is that uncomfortableness that I am sensing and that I'm feeling, I'm sure that you've walked in. And what God is saying is like, you got to be cool with the fact that I'm able. See, I know that we've been taught the word, exercise the word, speak the word, you speak the word, and this is you speak. What God has given you and I authority over is us. How we are going to control us. How we're going to manage the us, the body, in response to the things that's going on. And he's serious with the fact that because I'm in you, that you are more than able to manage what's going on in you. Ask, think, or imagine, God, I need this situation to change. Well, that's cool. I need you to change. Well, yes, Lord, I'll change after it changes. Because when it gets better, then I'll be happier. And the Lord would say, I don't need you happy. I need you to operate in joy. I don't need you happy. We talked about this already. But I need you to operate in joy. Well, Lord, I'm not going to look good if this stuff that I'm saying doesn't manifest. It's not your job to manifest it. It's my job to manifest it through you. And I can't get it through you because there's some blockage going on right now. There are some hindrances there is more individuals in you speaking, and I'm not the only voice, and I'm a jealous God. I need to be the only person you're listening to right now. I don't even need you listening to yourself, because you know and I know you crazy. Y'all stop playing and acting like all religious. Y'all know sometimes you crazy. You want to do stuff that's just like, if I could get away with this. Don't say amen to that. I know it's the truth. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Colossians 3 verses 5 and 6. Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, put to death your members, which are you. Stop making excuses on why you can't do this and why you. If you've confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior, there's nothing that you can't do. If you've confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior, there is nothing that you can't do. As it pertains right now, we're talking in the context of the scripture and what God is saying to us. See, we talk about there's nothing we can't do, and we want to do great exploits. But the greatest exploit that you can show anybody is what God is doing at work in you. Him being so amazing that crazy you is not crazy to the world. They can't see crazy, because crazy is dying daily. Hello. Rambunctious, out of whack you is somewhere gone, and all we see is some form that looks like God, and we in the world can't really identify it, but they're drawn to that. Remember, it's the Spirit of God that does the drawing. Where does the Spirit of God reside while on planet Earth? You are not alone. You and I, we are not alone. We are to put on the Lord Jesus. We are to make no provision. We are to put to death the members. Philippians 2:13. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Lord, what are you working in me? If I'm doing all of this putting off, then what are you working in me? He's working himself in you. This is where the rubber meets the road in so far as the identification. Have you really saved like you say you saved? If God is having to fight to get in you, he ain't gonna fight but too much longer. Message coming in November speaking about God's wrath. God has an all-out assault wrath that's coming, but then there's this passive wrath. There's this wrath that says, you go ahead and keep doing what you're doing, and you keep believing that I'm standing with you, doing what you're doing if you want. But I've already shown you and allowed you to see the evidences of individuals who perpetrate this life. This life is a real life, and I want to manifest for real. Don't be deceived. Do not be deceived by your own words. Your words are not enough. There is power that comes with your words if your words are my words. If you've confessed Jesus as your Lord, then there is no such thing as just Savior. He is then Lord. His word must become your word. If his word is not your words, then you are not in him and he is not in you. If he is not in you, then you are not born again. If you are not born again, then you are not saved. If you are not saved and then you continue in this life deceived with your salvation, then you will find yourself fighting, struggling, wrestling, battling alone. Thus saith the Lord, that which has been confessed in the word, there are more with you than there are with them, does not apply to you. And those that are them against you who falsely confess me, you are alone and you will lose. Repent, says the Lord. Repent, says the Lord. Repent, says the Lord. Okay. We have no more excuses for the sin which so easily besets us because we are not alone. The God who created the very universe and that we haven't even begun to scratch the surface of finding out what's out there has made a decision and a choice to live in us. What is man that you are mindful of him? The Son of Man that you would dwell, take up residence, be around, care, be concerned with, look at him and say, as bad as you think you are greater than the sum total of your acts. Because you are a purpose that I have created. And I want you to be passionate about who you are in me. Praise the Lord. The aspect of living holy is to be done in your body. You are given the ability to destroy those things in the temple that dishonor the purpose that God has created you for. Young ladies, God has not created you to be someone's plaything. He's not created you to display the items as if they are on sale. young men, he has not created you to embody the world's principles of how you manage yourself as a man. He's not created you to be puffed up and proud. He's created you as the ultimate servant because he's called you to lead. And his leadership, his call to your leadership, means that you position yourself to serve where you need, where you are needed, and when you're not needed, you are positioning yourself to serve because he's called you to lead. The world teaches you, young man, to serve yourself. God declares that if you are going to be the type of man respected by people, you position yourself to be a servant to people. Young men and young ladies, look, I mean, I know we cute and he's cute. Oh, he's cute. Oh, she fine and all of that. But if you stay a little bit longer, you find she, if she's not in the things of God, following the things of God, you find there's something wrong with her. And you find there's something wrong with him. And the problem with the world and what we've accepted and even what we've done in the church is that we've accepted the counterfeit. Sister said it right. You are worthy of the best. You don't deserve the best. None of us deserve anything the best. But you are worthy of the best because of who you carry in you. And because of who is in you, you can't allow, because there is a biplicity to you in your existence. If they get in with you, that means they get in with God. And if they get in with God, they not gonna put. The last time I checked, anybody that dealt with God, they not trying to just go and sleep with God. You don't. They may want to try that with you, but you and God are in this together. And so if you are making sure that the God in you comes out of you, then that's who they're confronting first. You might be fine, but they need to find God in you, and then they let them make their decision from there. Because the God in you requires that there's a way that you talk to me. There's a way that you deal with me. And it's not arrogance. It's not any of that. It just recognizes that I am not, say this with me, I am not alone. If your mama was there, would you be just letting them just touch on you all that way? Male or female? I'm going to be raw. Would his tongue be all down your throat if your daddy was standing there looking? Okay, I'm going to back up off of that. There are children in the room. There are children. I know. I'm sorry, y'all. Miles Monroe said this, and I'm going to come for a landing, and the landing is going to be fun. God created you with purpose, and he said this, when you don't know the purpose of a thing, abuse is inevitable. You don't know the purpose of love, sex, intimacy. You don't know the purpose of children. You don't know the purpose of marriage. You don't know the purpose of friendship. If you don't know the purpose of these things, God says, won't you take the time and spend with me since you're not alone? Find out about what that is really about before you start trying to be a boyfriend or a girlfriend, a husband or a wife, before you have children. Because guess what? It takes more than money to raise a child. You got to be a father, you got to be a mother, you got to do it the way God intended for it to be done, for there to be a transition of health, a transition of a change in the atmosphere. You got to find out about it before you think that you can operate in it. Oh, I know about boys. What you know about boys? What you know about boys? They're raging hormones trying to... Once you give it up, then they on to the next. And you didn't know, it's not that he doesn't like you. It's just his hormones are just, because the Spirit of God is not in him. So his body is controlling him. There is that, okay, stop. Stop. Young ladies, I'm just saying this because I'm tired of seeing so many young ladies ending up pregnant and you mad at the guy. You're mad at him, and I'm not tripping off of the fact you should be upset with him and yourself. Why? Because you didn't find out. Did he understand anything about love? Does he know anything about real intimacy and what God expects of him? Does he know that he's supposed to put a ring on it first? Does he know that? Y'all singing about it. Y'all singing about it. But you ain't doing it. So I'm going to go here for a minute and I'm going to get out. And then you have individuals who are entertaining what the Romans speaks about insofar as what God has given them over to. Passions, men with men, women with women. And those of you who are following and listening to the song, it's those men who ain't interested in women doing it with you. I'm out. When you don't know the purpose of a thing, abuse is inevitable. You inevitably, because you are alone, you'll find yourself doing what you think is best, and your body is in control without a controller. Somebody has to, okay, give me my puppets. Y'all tripping right now. I told you this is going to be fun. Where are my puppets? Give me my puppets. This is why I wanted the headset, because it's going to be a little bit difficult. Give me the blonde head puppet. Now we'll do this one at a time. You hold that one up. All right, so this is Albert. Albert.
What's wrong, y'all? Y'all can't hear nothing? My name is Albert.
This is really strange. This is Albert. Albert is being, for the sake of argument, I am God, the Holy Spirit, and I am in Albert. Albert says what I want him to say. He goes with me. Where I go, he goes. Where he goes, I go. He's like my buddy. Y'all remember my buddy? If y'all don't remember my buddy, don't worry about it. Just Albert is our buddy right now. I am the Holy Spirit of God, and I am in. I'm not just beside Albert, as the scripture speaks about. The Holy Spirit, when he comes upon us, he not just comes upon us, but he is in us, but also walks with us. The word counselor is that one who walks beside and gives direction and guidance. I am controlling Albert. What I'm saying, he's saying. What I want Albert to do, he is only limited by my ability. And I can, in real life, I can do a whole lot more than Albert, because without me, Albert can do. All Albert can do is what Albert can do without me. And what Albert is doing right now, he's doing nothing. Now follow me for a minute, because we understand that Albert in the formation of, he's a puppet. He's stuffing, he's material. There is no life in him. He can only do when he has somebody who has more ability than he does to come inside of him, to cause him to come to life and entertain, because that's his purpose, entertaining. But he can't do that without someone in him to cause him to fulfill his purpose. If Albert doesn't have the Holy Spirit of God in him, he cannot fulfill what he was created to do. Not to be. Albert could be gangster if he chose to. He could, but that's not who he is in purpose. In purpose, he has been created to entertain. But he cannot do in purpose without someone in him for him to move, live, and have his being. Now, if Albert doesn't have that in him, he does what Albert can do. And Albert, right now, is in church. Doing nothing. Out of the mouth of babes. He said, doing nothing. Boy, y'all better stop playing right now. This is Horatio. Why a black man can't have a big name? Horatio is like Albert, created in purpose to entertain. But like Albert, he needs something, someone with more power and ability to cause him to fulfill his purpose. What are you doing, man?
Minding my business.
Where are you going?
Nowhere.
Why? Because you in me. Where you go,
this is really strange,
I go. Without you, I can do nothing. So Horatio and Albert, without someone in them, in church, are doing what they're able to do in and of themselves and their purpose. Y'all catching that? Their purpose is to be tools of entertainment. And yet without someone in them to power them, someone who is actually their ability, their voice, their motion. Oh, my God. Are y'all catching it? Their thoughts are subject to whoever it is that's controlling them. Now, the people watching them think, they think it's them, but it's not really them. You know how puppets work. We got the big stand, and the person controlling them is actually behind the scenes. And those that are only limited to the world that you can see, all they see is Albert and Horatio. But Albert and Horatio have someone controlling them, causing them to speak, causing them to do. And if that person is God, then the people seeing the world that they're in, all they will see is God. In and of themselves, they could do nothing. Been created for a purpose. Been made to fulfill a particular purpose, and yet, without power. See, we've translated this scripture to be, you know, like the walking on water power and all of those wonderful things. But we're talking about functioning life power. We're talking about, is God manifest in you power? Or are you doing nothing? Dead in your transgressions. Unable to fulfill. Well, what is my purpose? Well, let God fill you, and you will begin to move in your purpose. You won't have to find it. It's already in you. And all you have to do is be willing to be controlled. See, I have absolutely no fight with Horatio here. He's not fighting at all. I can come in him and just do what I want to do. However I want to do it, he has to do it. And the Lord wants us to get like Horatio, to be completely limp of ourselves and let him fully fill and do whatever he says to do. See, if he's going to fulfill his purpose, I can't treat him any old kind of way. Are y'all not following me right now? See, the issue of us being alone or us finding ourselves by ourselves is because we are afraid. We are afraid. We are scared. Why? Because we think that God is going to make us do something that we don't really want to do. God is not going to make you do anything that you've not already been equipped and purposed to do. God, Jesus, help. He's not going to make you do something that he has not already put inside of you.
Well, I don't know if I can do that, Pastor.
Yeah, you're right. Without him, you can't do anything. You are absolutely, but he created you with a purpose. So when he fills you, he's going to use you in line with what he created you in purpose to do. But when you don't know the purpose of a thing, abuse is inevitable. So you take this body and you start doing stuff you ain't supposed to be doing with it. You start saying things you ain't supposed to be saying. You start going places you ain't supposed to be going. You start hanging out with people you ain't supposed to be hanging out with, not knowing that you and that person, when you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, y'all really just dead. But, okay, I wish I had a girl one. I'm not even going to do that. But if Albert was a girl and Horatio being a guy, they were walking hand in hand, but they didn't have Christ, they would be walking hand in hand, not walking. They be living together, not living. They be doing a whole lot of nothing together. And y'all know the song, Nothing from Nothing. Come on, y'all. Don't sing the rest of it. We know he need a job, but just. All right, coming for a landing. Y'all learning something? Jesus, help me. I want to do this right. We want to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit, this Greek word, parakletos, means one who comes alongside to plead your case before the judge. God gives us his Spirit to come alongside of us. And when we have these thoughts, because remember, there's a duality to us. There's this bi-identity, this him and us together. God is reminded, the Father is reminded of what Jesus did. And so when we start having those negative thoughts, he reminds us, but you have the power to not think and do what it is that you're thinking and doing. Because it's not like we don't think it. The issue is, well, what's inside of us, is it powered enough to cause us to think and do differently? Now, if there's nothing inside of you, then you are not going to think anything different. You're going to do just what you feel. But if you've confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then there is no excuse for when you get the thoughts and when you get the urge and when you get the feeling and when you get that there's someone else there with you to say, should you be doing that? Should you be feeling? Should you be thinking that? Should you be saying that? That's a lie. Why would you lie to him? Why would you lie to her? You know that that's not healthy for you. That's why Scripture tells us, be doers of the word and not just. So guess what? That means that there is a hearing, not just from me, but from the Holy Spirit himself. So when you get into those places where you have those thoughts and you have those feelings, because we are in these. Come on, y'all, don't lose me now. We are in these, and in these bodies, we're supposed to manifest what's in us. If we're not showing it, then we have to ask ourselves and be honest. What's inside of us? What are you filled with? Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin. He declares the guilt that is there in your life and my life, but he says, but you don't have to remain guilty, because in Christ there is no, therefore now there is no condemnation for those of you, me, us, who are in Christ Jesus. Why? Because we are making a decision not to be led by our flesh, but to be led by the Spirit. And the leading is not the leading that we think of, like, I'm the Spirit and I'm pulling you. No, the leading is he's all up in you. In you, in me. The leading is where he takes us, that's where we are being led. to fulfill our purpose wherever we go, to do the job that he created us and purposed to do. Not being afraid, because I'm not alone. Say that with me. I am not alone. Now, this is the last thing, and we're going to bounce. 2 Timothy 3:5 says this in the context of the scripture. You, me, we don't want to have a form of godliness, but deny the power. See, the denying of the power is basically if I confess Jesus as our Lord and Savior, if he in fact is that, then there is power that has been dispensed on your behalf. That Holy Spirit who is there to convict the world of sin, who is there to be the come alongside to do what? To remind us of the word that Jesus spoke. Then your job and my job is that measure of faith that got us saved. We're supposed to be building upon that faith. We're supposed to be built. And where does faith come? Faith comes by and hearing by. And not only should we be hearers of the word, but then also. And if we are doing the word of God, then what will manifest is God himself in every area, every situation, every circumstance, good, bad, or indifferent. We as his children, we manifest him in our bodies. And when people see us, they don't really see us. They see God in us. It's just like the children. After a while, experiencing puppets, kids start to realize something else is controlling them. Kids come to a point where that outside world that I'm seeing, there's something more going on. Right, Pastor Lawrence? And they start becoming investigators. We want to get up close. We want to see what's controlling Horatio and Albert. We want to see what's going on behind. And do you not understand, brothers and sisters, that when people see you fully engaged in the Christ life, they want to see why you don't scream and yell and curse and holler. They want to know, what is it that causes you to operate differently as a human being in your body? Why don't you respond the way I respond to that guy? Because he is fine, girl. You can get a lot of amens there. But the point of the matter is, they want to see. I'm seeing this manifestation, and I don't know how to identify it, so I want to get closer. I want to investigate the behind the scenes. And the Bible would tell us and teach us, it's the Spirit of God who does the drawing. Where does the Spirit live? In us. In us. And how he manifests, he don't manifest because of the churchy songs you sing. Albert and Horatio right now are in church, as some of you. Created for a purpose, but doing nothing. And just like they were actually brought up here, made to come. Many of you, and you come to church, you feel like I'm made to come here. I don't even want to be here. But God doesn't do accidents. And I just really believe at this point in time, you know, with all of the, what seems to be the fight that we are engaged in when it comes to the world and the things of the world and the enticements of the world and the fun that you have in the world. The reality of it is you have to make a decision. No, let me correct that. It's not even a decision you have to make. You have to be honest with yourself to say right here, right now, am I born again? Am I really a Christian? Am I really a child of God? Or have I been having this form of godliness because I've been around enough? I mean, I've been brought to church enough. I've been doing the church stuff that this is going to be next week, but just let me say this, that, you know what, if God is not filling up Horatio and Albert, somebody else will. But that's next week. That's next week. We don't want to give any more place to the enemy. don't know where my keyboard player is, but we're coming to a close right now, real quick, and I don't want to belabor this, but every head bowed, every eye closed. In your body is where the Spirit of God wants to manifest, in your body. And the decisions to do right and do wrong, God is not going to make you do nothing. He's not going to make you do anything. He wants you to come to a realization that without him, you can do nothing. But you've been created for a purpose. You're not here by accident. You're not here just to be a pretty face. You're not here for somebody to just Google at you and make comments about you just so that they could take advantage of you. You're not just here because of how smart you are. You're not just here. And even when there are accidents and there are incidents and there are things that you and I do, mistakes that we make, God in the fullness of his grace says, I made a way. I made a way. You don't have to stay in the condition that you are. You don't have to remain guilty. You don't have to remain hurt. You don't have to remain confused. You don't have to remain being taken advantage of. You don't have to remain just bogged down and weighed down. You don't have to stay that way. I don't care who you are. I don't care what kind of title or whatever that you think you have. Man, woman, boy, girl, husband, wife, right now. Today is the day of salvation. And if you would say today, right now, you know what, Pastor, after hearing what you had to say, I have to be honest and say, although maybe I'd been in church and maybe I even said yes to Jesus under maybe thoughts of guilt, today, I want to operate
for more information on the ministry of Pastor Rich Martin and Life Community Church, please call us at 817-468-9215. Or visit us on the web at www.mylifemycommunity.org.